The Holy Word for Morning Revival, Prayer and the Lord's Move, Week 1, Day 2. The Morning Nourishment. Jude 20 says, "But you, beloved, building up yourselves upon your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Spirit." Ephesians 6:18, "By means of all prayer and petition, praying at every time in spirit and watching unto this in all perseverance and petition concerning all the saints." Jude 20 speaks about two things. First, it speaks of being built up in the most holy faith. This is related to reading the Word. Second, it speaks of praying in the Holy Spirit. This is related to prayer. No other verse in the Bible is as concise as this verse in the matter of prayer. Prayer should be in the Holy Spirit. We should pray in the Holy Spirit. Prayer, which is a matter of man cooperating with God, must possess two natures. Prayers that come only from man, which are not mingled with God, are merely religious prayers. They do not touch God, breathe in God, or reach God. This is the reason that Jude says we should pray in the Holy Spirit. The words "in the Holy Spirit" are very good. In Ephesians 6:18, the Chinese Union Version translates this portion as praying by the Spirit. The meaning of praying by the Spirit is unclear. Jude, however, is translated correctly. We should pray in the Holy Spirit. Praying in the Holy Spirit means that we and the Holy Spirit must pray together. This is an excerpt from How to Enjoy God and How to Practice the Enjoyment of God, page 211. Today's reading. The secret to the Christian life is to be mingled with the Holy Spirit. The spiritual life of a Christian is absolutely a matter of man being mingled with the Holy Spirit. When we are in the Holy Spirit, we have a spiritual life. When we are not in the Holy Spirit, we do not have a spiritual life. It is possible for us to have all kinds of religious activities, but if we are not in the Holy Spirit, there is no way for us to have a genuine spiritual life. This particularly applies to prayer. Apart from the Holy Spirit, we only have religious prayers that are commonly found in Christianity. These prayers have no spiritual worth before God. If we want genuine spiritual prayers, prayers that reach God, touch God, breathe in God, and are in God, we must pray. To pray in the Holy Spirit is to pray in the mutual fellowship of the two spirits. Our spirit must touch the Spirit, and the Spirit must touch our spirit. It must involve the two spirits mingled together. When we follow the Spirit to pray in this way, we are praying in our spirit, and we are praying in the Holy Spirit. We often say that prayer brings us God's presence. But what does this mean? Our prayers bring us God's presence when we pray in the Spirit. Then every sentence of our prayer is solid and touches God. When we pray in this way, our prayer has touched God's presence. Perhaps some brothers and sisters do not understand what it means for our prayer to be solid and to touch God. When we pray, we may sometimes feel that the words are lost in the air. They do not hit the mark. None of the words seem to touch God, and it seems as if God is not present. This means that our prayer is not solid. This is an indication that we are not praying in the Spirit. It also shows that we are not abiding in the Spirit. Because we are praying apart from the Spirit, our prayer seems to hit only the air. It is not solid, and it does not touch God. However, when we pray in the Spirit, we feel that the more we pray, the more we touch God, and our words touch God. We feel as if we are filled with God. Our God is not only in heaven, He has also entered into us. This is wonderful. The more we pray in this way, the more we are inwardly enlightened, comforted, satisfied, nourished, joyful, and anointed. These feelings should indicate that we have received God in our prayer. We have breathed in God. Only this type of prayer is genuine, spiritual, and of value. Only this kind of prayer should be offered up in the universe. These words are from How to Enjoy God and How to Practice the Enjoyment of God, pages 211 through 212. 2:14 and 2:15. Further reading, How to Enjoy God and How to Practice the Enjoyment of God, chapters 19, 21, and 5.